Hello, you awesome, beautiful people. Hope you're having a lovely time. Hope you're doing amazingly jordar in your life. My name is Digital Prateek, your host and host of Digital Prateek Show, where we discuss branding and marketing, which works in the now. At times, we also discuss about the practical mindset for massive growth in your overall life. With that being said, enjoy this episode.
So what do you suggest for me then? Can I share my dashboard with you or what?
See, more than a dashboard, Sahil, since day one, I have been saying my answers are a little bit on the side of knowing yourself as a marketeer and then understanding consumers. While a lot of people would straight away jump into, okay, fine, this is the funnel, you should do this. For me, it is, I know webinar funnels work. I know this funnels work. But I'm like, okay, fine. I know myself, right? I create product based on my self-awareness that what I can sell. Yes, now the workshop funnel, which we'll try, but on the workshop, which would be a low ticket product, we would be upselling for sure. But we won't be upselling a higher ticket product, which would be a detailed course. I'm not going to sell courses, right? So this would be a workshop. Workshop would lead to something which is by default going to end up getting me high ticket clients for sure. 3 months down the line. All right. So that is something which I feel. That is what I think. And then I design my funnels. So you first understand that what are you good enough? Whether you are good in closing people for 15,000 consulting calls. If yes, then keep on running high ticket or mid ticket sized funnels where you have a plain video. People enter the name and email, they watch the video, they apply for a Google form. And in that Google form, you see whether they are the right fit for you or not. And then you approach them. And then you sit on a 30-minute call to close them. So that would be hardcore business development for high-ticket clients, right? So, or yes, when you get a name and email, if they have not, signed up yet, then how do you play around email marketing automations? How do you contextualize that? That is also marketing. So all these things are now irrespective of the Facebook ads which we run. Mm-hmm. For me, Facebook ads is just it's just the top of the funnel.
Yes, honestly. Exactly.
It's just bringing clicks or leads or direct sales at times.
Yes.
Direct sales will come in low ticket product.
Yes.
For high ticket product, you have to test whether it will work for you or not. Now, when we did, it worked. I still don't know whether if I do it for entire 1 year, whether it will work or not. Right. So it's a constant phase. So that is the reason why I never go into the, dashboards of my people community, especially now when Facebook is saying that go broad targeting. Pehle kya hota tha ke dashboard dekhna padta tha. Why? Because we had to check what is their demographics. What is the targeting? Are they targeting the right audience? Are they choosing the right set of people? Now I'm khule dil se bol raha hu, broad targeting karo. Just select the location. Just select the age and gender. That's it. And exclude your customers. If you're selling something directly, if you're generating leads, just exclude the leads. But now the main important part is creatives.
Creatives.
It's all about creatives. So the creatives which we create heavily. Like for AI workshop, which we're going to promote, we have already scheduled 20 ad creatives.
Different.
Yes. Out of which 6 are video based and the remaining are image based with dynamic creative testing. So, we play around with heavy content. And tomorrow, my team was saying, Pratik bhai, nahi ads kab shoot karni hai. Like, main bola, abhi to schedule kiya nahi. So we are very volume of creative with our ads. So today when I was talking to this, client, this meeting, I mean, they have this one. They have one of the client who is selling energy drinks. Okay. Now the things which I have told, they have never done it. The energy drink is consumed by parents and kids. And I'm saying that, have you ever created a content around that? Plus, if I was having that client, I would just do one thing, which I told them as well. I would just run a podcast. I would interview all the parents and I'll ask how their kid was when he or she was 1 year, when he or she or was 2 years, because every parent would love to talk about their kids.
Yes, yes.
Now that definitely would be a show of the brand. That is top of the funnel, which you can now use in so much of ads.
Yes.
But what they are doing is normal animated videos where they are using trending music. Mm-hmm. And if it gets 30,000 views, there was one of the pieces of content which they told me that they have gone viral on that for that client. I told them, okay, fine, show me the insights. These were the insights. 33,000 views on a 1,000 follower account for the brand. 33,000 views. Upar se dikhne mein achha lagta hai. I told them, show me the insights.
Yes.
In the insights, there was only one save, zero shares, and probably one comment. So there was no consumer insights. And I told them that this got viral only because you used trending music. People didn't give a fuck about your content.
Yes, yes, yes. Correct.
So, you know, so these kind of things, we play with content, creatives. Because okay. Now when Facebook is saying that you go broad targeting and we will decide, you have to think like this, that whatever you were selecting in the targeting options,
mm-hmm.
those words and those demographics and those emotions, those fears, motives, benefits, everything should be there and replicated in the form of ad scripts. All right. If you are a real estate agent, then the real estate agent, uska ad copy should be, one of the ad copies should be something like this in the video. Hey, are you somebody who has recently moved in Ahmedabad in the past 6 months? Are you a working professional in the age bracket of 30 to 45 who has recently moved in Ahmedabad? Right? Because in real estate, earlier people used to select recently moved as a targeting option.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to test whether broad targeting works or not. But in that as well, we'll create multiple creatives based on the targeting which we were earlier using in the ad set.
In the hook, you would say the same thing instead.
In the hook, in the ad copy, in the headline, everywhere. Because Facebook's artificial intelligence will work on your ad copy and it will show to the right audience only when your ad creative is made for that particular audience.
This messaging should be correct. Right.
Exactly. So creatives are going to be the variable for success, especially in this broad targeting world, when we are recording at least May 2023. Hey guys, thank you so much. Thank you so very much for tuning in till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Now, it would mean even more if you can just follow me on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcast. Also, check out the description of this episode for any important links which might be there in the moment. And finally, signing off from this particular episode to make sure that you come to the next episode. Baki, life mein jo bhi karo, jordar karo.